Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Gadget Show on The Last Word.
With Currys. Get unbeatable black tag bargains on hottest tech. In-store and online at currys.ie.
All the gadgets that we have tonight have come to us from Currys. We're going to be putting them into bundles next week. Every day next week, Monday to Friday, you will be able to win a bundle which will be worth around €1,000. So terrific value in that. So be sure to be with us every day next week, Monday to Friday, for your chance to win. So, Fionnuala Jones has joined us. Fionnuala, thank you very much. Looking at various gaming devices.
Yes.
I say you're a Call of Duty gal, are you?
No, absolutely not. Not into combat or anything complicated. I like to collect things. I like to feel cozy. So if you're looking for reviews on any of those games, I'm not your gal, unfortunately.
Okay, then does the PlayStation 5 Digital Edition Slim appeal to you?
Yes, it did because you forget that with this, it's been a long time since I played Sony. I'm kind of a Nintendo person, which we'll obviously get to. This is my first time playing a Sony console since I was a teenager. You forget that it's a full entertainment system as well. So you can have all your streaming apps on them, you know, like your Netflix and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's another appeal. This particular version, you can't play discs, but obviously there are other versions of the PS5. You can play discs, a few DVDs. I'm all about bringing back the physical media.
Well, isn't there what they call backward compatibility? God, if you've invested a lot of money over the years and all the discs in your games, that you'll still want to be able to use them on the machine.
There's also that as well, 100%. I enjoyed this a lot, I will say. I ended up playing a game called Egging On that I think if anyone's on TikTok, people will be familiar with. Well, basically, the conceit is very simple. You play as an egg and you have to get up to the top of a hen house, basically. So it's like a platformer. That all sounds very simple. It's not, because you imagine an egg, you know, the way it's built, heavy base, the tip is kind of light. It's very difficult, I will say. I was like screaming at the TV trying to play it.
What happens if you fall, do you break, get scrambled, whatever?
You have to start again, but like the controls and everything, you'd be falling ever. It seems so simple, but it's not. I saw loads of people playing it on TikTok, so I was like, I'll give a go at that. Surely it can't be as hard as it is, but it is. But you know what? Had a lot of fun. My husband had a lot of fun watching me going absolutely mad over it. Played a lot of the other classics as well. I'm a big Sonic girl, so went back to Sonic Frontiers, which kind of combines more open world stuff and the usual Sonic Sega kind of regular platform.
And then is there a library of stuff that you can go, you can sort of rent games to play off, or do you have to buy?
I'm not sure about rental, but a lot of mine were digital downloads, and obviously you can get demos like across most consoles, so I was enjoying a couple of them as I had a demo.
Because the games are still expensive for digital download, aren't they?
Still expensive. Now that Egging On game, because it's an indie game, was only €15, which is pretty reasonable.
Very good.
But if you're looking at any of the other kind of, you know, like
you're talking about FIFA or whatever, do they still call it FIFA?
It is still FIFA, yeah, but even the Spider-Man, it would be in around the 60-70 mark, I would imagine, which is why you want to be looking kind of this week if you're looking at a particular game there'll be big sales on.
And you can also always look at the Sony subscriptions, so it allows you cheaper access to games.
Yeah, that's what I meant by a library type approach and stuff. But are people still using these sort of console games and stuff? Like, I thought everything was moving either onto phones or whatever. Wasn't that the way if gaming is supposed to move to phones?
Well, I mean, mobile gaming is huge, but, you know, just looking at the stats for the PS5, which Fionnuala was testing, 85 million devices sold. It's now outpaced, I think, the PS3. So console gaming is still a huge thing, and I think partly for the reason that Fionnuala said, because you have all your streaming services and it becomes a digital entertainment centre and it has high quality vision and also high quality sound output, so you can kind of replace a lot of stuff in your house with it.
I think it kind of also gets you off your phone. I think that's why I like gaming, because it brings you into another world to focus on just one thing as opposed to the phone, just 8,000 other different things that could distract you.
Okay, the Nintendo Switch 2, which you have coming with a Mario Kart World bundle. This actually is significant to me at home with my youngest fella who has a Nintendo Switch, and that's been his chosen. Do you need to move up to a Nintendo Switch 2? Is there much difference?
I would say there is a big difference in terms of visuals. So as I mentioned off air, I'm a big Pokemon girl. I've played Pokemon all the way up through the years. And some of the more recent games, they've also gone more open world. But because the Nintendo Switch won, they feel like the graphics of the game aren't kind of, they're kind of not playable well on the Switch 1. The Switch 2 seems to have rectified a lot of that. I will also say it's not OLED, which kind of is a bugbear for me given how expensive it is. Mm. I would say it depends how old your son is or depends how old your kid is. For me, as someone who's had the Nintendo Switch 1 since 2017, I'd say I would upgrade to this. It's a lot sleeker. I think even the dock, the controls, they're a lot less angular. You have a much bigger screen, like a significantly bigger screen. And as I said, certain games like that, like the Pokemon Scarlet Violet, and the most recent one, Pokemon Legends EA, they will play a lot better. If you are a younger child, would you notice? I'm not 100% sure. But that's a conversation I think you'd have to have with your parents.
Okay, how much does the Nintendo Switch 2 cost?
The Nintendo Switch 2, I think it's $489
For the combo that Fionnuala tried. By the way, Fionnuala, what's the battery like? Has it improved?
Oh, much better, especially now considering my 2017 one is, it's on its last legs and you only need to look at it and it's down 50%, which kills me. Battery's a lot better. Brilliant. I don't even think I had to charge it over the course of the week that I was playing it. We were playing it a lot. I will say, one of the other kind of sells of this, as you said, this kind of package, it comes with a new Mario Kart. It's Mario Kart World. Again, a lot of fun multiplayer. It brings in this new open world game in which you can just kind of drive around. You're not racing anyone. If you don't have enough of Dublin traffic, why don't you go drive as Luigi? I will say I enjoyed that, but again, otherwise.
And the Joy-Cons, is it a different size? If you lost a Joy-Con or something off, would you be able to use one from your Nintendo Switch 1?
They say that you can use the Nintendo Switch 1 Joy-Cons. They are compatible with this, which I was like, great, you're not needing to get a load of new controllers to play with lots of people. I will say I found it very difficult to connect old Joy-Cons to the new Switch, but here's, I don't know if anyone else had that issue, and if they did, let me know what the solution is, because it's wrecking my head.
Okay, a listener says, we upgraded ourselves to the Switch 2 and gifted our old one to the young nephew who didn't know any better.
Exactly. If you're someone like me who's been humming and hawing over it, maybe you're a bit older, I would say it's worth the upgrade if you have the moolah, definitely. Okay, it's very slick.
You also, in the time we've left us, I want to talk to you about, you got some laptops, didn't you?
Yes.
And you got the Acer 514 14-inch Chromebook Plus with an Intel Core, which is €429.
Yeah, I did not realise how expensive it was until kind of the last few days when I was brushing up on my notes again. Look, it's a great laptop. I use it for lots of different things. Like, I'm browsing. I would obviously be editing a lot of audio and video and doing all my social content-y bits on that. I found it very good for that. In a very techie, nerdy way, it has multiple ports, which I found very handy. If you're trying to charge or use multiple accessories, you're charging a phone, you're connected to a camera or an external memory drive or whatever. 10-hour battery life is very good. I would say this is my first time using a Chromebook. I found the setup slightly tedious in setting up, but once you are set up, it is very handy to be able to be connected to all your Google products, your Gmail and your Chrome automatically and stuff like that. It's my first time using a Chromebook. I'm usually a Lenovo girl, so it was interesting to try this, but it is spenny. It is
okay. That's an Acer. You also had a look at just slightly more expensive, €479, the Asus Chromebook Plus.
Yes, but the thing is, they're very comparable. I think the only difference with that one is it's a little bit lighter to carry around. I should say they also both have HD webcams if you're doing any bits like that, or if you're streaming gaming yourself. Although I will say the RAM size on them isn't great. You'd probably be looking to upgrade to something a little bit more expensive if you're looking to stream your gameplay, if you're looking to share your issues with egging on with the world like I was. I couldn't really decide between them. Maybe the first one, I think, if at a push, I would say the Acer, I think I kind of preferred. Although I will say when I was looking at some of the Asus, they have a lot more options in terms of if you're in kind of a different price bracket, I would say.
Okay. Andy, you've got a couple of other laptops as well, haven't you? You've got the HP OmniBook 5 from Snapdragon, which is €829.
€829. And if you want to step it up, but then, you know, you're getting a laptop for work, you're getting one for home, you're getting one for college and decent gaming. Yeah, the Snapdragon, that's Windows 11 and Snapdragon. And a really good screen, battery life up to 34 hours. That's the HP OmniBook. Probably my preferred one would be another Asus, which is the Vivo EvoBook, which has a 16-inch screen. It's Intel Core i9. It's got a terabyte of disk space in it. It's not as good battery life, but the performance is notable. At 969, it's expensive, but probably worth the upgrade if you want to do lots of stuff.
Finola, do you use your laptops for gaming?
Do I use my laptop for gaming? Yes, I've started to use it in recent times. I use it with a capture card and then I connect it to the Switch and then switch it out like that. Now, I will say again, I think I need to upgrade my system a bit because the lag on the games can be a bit much. I also don't know if it's just my Switch 1 and maybe I need the Switch 2 for that. But yeah, I use my one for that. It's a lot of fun.
Finola Jones, thank you very much.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.